And then he also said this.
But he did say something like, "There's no perfect time to get
correct.
In there." Kind of at least understanding the fact.
I'm sorry, this is tough. No, I misrepresented that. You're right. He said there is no perfect time. I'm sorry, perfect time. They're familiar with the opponent. There is no perfect time to get in a quarterback, which I do kind of agree with. Which would have been a reason to start in week one against Cincinnati, but whatever.
Right.
He also said that I think it was clear listening to him. It was not the plan, but he said, "No. This hasn't expedited anything." Ask the question again.
He needed Phil to ask him again.
So that was the highlight. That was great. Well, the highlight was his groan when he sat down. Because goodness,
but
did I feel that every second of that when he sat down? That groan, I felt that as a 40-year-old man.
I did that the other day. I came in and Billy and Nick were in the back office, and I sat down. They both looked at me and were like, "Is everything all right?" I was like, "I just sound like this."
I think I'm fine. I'm 40 now, and this is why I didn't even mean to do that. My body just makes noises. I inadvertently didn't even mean to do all day long. The groan was the highlight, but him needing clarification on the question to make sure he didn't step in it after he had kind of already stepped in it, that was probably the highlight.
That was entertaining. So I don't know if we'll ever get an answer to this, but do you think that when they decided Jacoby was the starter week one, was there actually a week in mind that Drake May would play? Or do you think it was more Drake May needs to kick ass in practice and then we'll see how Jacoby's doing on game day? Like, I wonder if they circled the game.
I think they had a week in mind, and I don't think it was this one. I bet it was further down the line, and they hoped their plan was going to last longer, and they were wrong. And they were foolish to even think Jacoby Brissett could last as long as he did.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Hang on. Can I just let me give you an audio representation of the Patriots' first 5 weeks of the year. Okay. How do I feel watching Jacoby Brissett every single week?
What does it sound like when I stand up after two IPAs in my basement?
See, that was the thing, too. It was a noise coming from sitting down.
Right.
It's usually a noise coming from standing up.
Yeah, that's true.
That was Sims sitting down.
Hey.
That's a professional athlete.
He dropped his keys.
Yeah, right. He's like, oh, no.
Hey, Kathleen, what do you think about going down the hall? Okay, fine. All right.
It's like, no, thanks.
All right, fine. What is it? What is it? Your birthday?
Dad, can you sit on the floor and play with me? You're like, never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
You scare me now,
Dad. That's what it sounds like when you sit down. Forget it. You're obviously in a lot of trouble right now.
617-779-7937. Tim's in Nashua waiting patiently. Go ahead, Tim.
Tim.
Guys, when he says we're behind Jacoby 100%, then he said it about May. Do you think there's some type – is there 100% support? Because I think there's like some conflict between Mayo and AVP and Wolf. I think there's some separation. Can you guys hear that, or am I just imagining?
No, it's clear.
We agree with you, Tim. We agree.
So, you know, I don't think it was Mayo's – I think if this were Mayo's call, it would happen week one. And I think that's clear listening to him. He's like, it was trending in the right direction in training camp, which was his way of saying he wanted to do it week one. And so I think if Mayo really made the call, this would have happened week one. It's not his call. It's ownership's call. There's an international game looming. There's empty seats and booze at Gillette Stadium. And so ownership said, we're doing it. I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah, I agree completely. And it's also the way the whole process played out. Elliot Wolf didn't hire Jerod Mayo, and Jerod Mayo didn't hire Alex Van Pelt. I don't think there are a ton of situations around the league that are like that.
Nope.
There might be some. But basically, like, Bill Belichick was two of those roles for 20 years, let alone now you have two different personalities, two different opinions. And then it's very clear. We went over this as the weeks were playing out, and we're watching Jacoby Brissett, and you're watching Justin Fields win games. You're watching Joe Flacco win games. Do you think Jerod Mayo really wanted Jacoby Brissett? Probably not. Right off the rip. Even if, yeah, that's what he's like, hey, Joe, we're thinking about signing Jacoby Brissett, Jerod. What do you think? Like, honestly, like, I don't even think he wanted him originally.
No.
And so he gets stuck with him. And then now you have a debate, which, just from talking to other, like, Patriots fans and listeners, not everybody was on the same page when it came to developing a rookie quarterback. So therefore, you can imagine you get all those voices in a room, they're all going to feel differently about it. But then you watch it play out right in front of your eyes for five straight weeks, and you're like, holy smokes, we can't throw the ball.
So, look, if we missed anything else from Jerod Mayo, we didn't take the full thing. We took like 10 minutes of it. If we missed anything, we'll circle back. We'll play it for you later in the show. Who do you think made the call? Do you think it's the right decision for the Patriots? I know a lot of you don't, or at least you didn't last week. You can jump in on that at 617-779-7937. We'll also take your thoughts on Jabril Peppers on the commissioner's exempt list. My read, Keith, I said this off the top. I'm curious your thoughts on it. I think he didn't meet the mark on Monday, and he knows that, so he overcompensated at the beginning of this. His line about his three daughters, he clearly wanted to get in there. He forgot.
That's always a weird one. As somebody who has two daughters, like I feel like people without daughters should understand that domestic violence is a horrible thing.
Like I have a son. I feel like I get it.
You don't get it, Joe Jones. You don't actually understand what it would be.
Well, you don't get it. You only have two daughters, so you don't get it as much as he does. He's got three. He's got you trumped there.
Oh, man, he must really mean it.
Right. Me and Billy have sons, and we're like, I don't even understand the weight of this.
No clue.
How could I possibly wrap my head around it? And so I think somebody told him clearly, hey, you can't sound so pro Jabril Peppers. Do you know what he's accused of? Do you know what he's accused of? Like, we get the due process thing, but could you sound
a
little less?
It's not true.
That's exactly what he said.
Is what he said.
Hopefully it's not true.
I wonder what their relationship is like. As a quick aside, like if Jabril Peppers called Mayo, and I'm sure we all have friends in our lives. Like if they were accused of something, and if they told you like point blank, like this is not true.
Right.
I have a handful of friends. I'd be like, okay, then it's not true. And then it plays out. And then if it wasn't, you're like, oh, my God, not only are you a monster, but you lied to me, too. Like, that would be like, so I don't know what the Mayo Peppers thing is, because we know that he talked to him right away. And I wonder if Peppers was like, hey, let me just get out in front of this and try to cover myself. Or could he be like, coach, this didn't happen. And then Mayo's like, all right, we got to let this play out. But like, I trust you. Like, we don't know.
Yeah. So I just think somebody talked to him, or maybe he realized it himself. Maybe it was his wife. Maybe it was one of his daughters. So, hey, you didn't meet the mark on Monday, and so he overcompensated there at the beginning. But ultimately, that is the right message. It took him a while to get there. And the team, by the way, got bailed out on this. The team didn't make this decision. The league is making this decision for him. So your thoughts on all that. And because we were a little late with Jerod Mayo there, let's get to a Would You Rather Wednesday next.